Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jay Gaydon, as he's driving into the CBS studios here. Jake Gaydon of CBS 13, kind enough to join us. Jake, we've got Kings basketball tonight in Oklahoma City. No Domantas Sabonis. We've heard the reporting. We've read the reporting that Keegan Murray will return tomorrow night. What do you think the approach is for the Sacramento Kings tonight, given the absence of Domantas Sabonis?
Try not to get blown out.
No, wait. Are you good?
Let Jake find his parking spot first.
All right, Jake.
We're good.
Are you
good? I got to go. Try not to get blown out tonight.
He was looking around his shoulder and turning and hitting donuts and everything. Said, yo, you need to push the time back? It's good.
No, we'd be good. We'd be good. We're fantastic. We're here, okay? We made it to the CBS 13 studios. What do they got to do tonight? Well, not get blown out because, last time they played with the OKC without Domas, if I'm right, it was the first game that they're on the road against OKC. Didn't play well. They were competitive with them, but they also didn't have Chet Holmgren. So that's also a point of contention here. Guys, can we just get through this stretch? Like, that's my thing. Like, let's just get through this really tough stretch of the schedule. And I think I read last night or maybe this morning that after this tough stretch, the Kings have, like, the third easiest schedule the rest of the year. So, like, just get through it, right? Let's be bad let's sit in the badness for as long as we possibly can and then possibly look at the glass half full. But right now, my goals for them tonight is just not get blown out. That's where I'm at.
So let me ask you about that specifically, though. Not getting blown out, does that do anything for you? Like, if they look competitive, are you at the point where are you at the point where it doesn't really matter how you lose, if it's close or if it's a blowout? I don't believe in you guys. So, yeah, it doesn't really hold any weight if you don't get blown out.
It doesn't hold much weight. So this game, there's no moral victories in this thing. Right? Like, either you win or you lose. Simple as that. So for me, I'm looking at this and saying, you can lose by 5, but it's still an L. Like, I want them to win. Like, that's the bottom line in these professional sporting industries. Like, there's no moral victories, not in college, not in the pros. High school, you get a participation award because they got to make everyone feel good. But and the pros, the wins and losses define how good you are as a team and how good you are as a player. What I will be looking for tonight, if you're looking for specifics, is the compete level. I want to see how Zach LaVine looks tonight after sitting the fourth quarter on the bench on Sunday against San Antonio. I'm still looking to see if DeMar DeRozan is still locked in, to see if he'll play well this evening. But more importantly, guys, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. Like, I know we take it one game at a time. We don't look ahead, but I'm intrigued to see what Keegan Murray looks like. and see how much the injury has kind of really affected him, and if he's like gonna not skip a beat, or if there's gonna be limitations to this game, and then kind of go from there. But my head has not been all in on the Kings right now. I'll be real with you. I'm just I'm more thinking about the future and what the future looks like right now, and quite honestly, spending a lot of time on the trade machine and seeing what moves they can make.
Is there any chance, this is for both of you, is there any chance that maybe we're overreacting to what we've seen a little bit? Maybe they've had a couple of bad nights. Maybe Doug had a bad night or two. Maybe this team is more together than we realize, and it just hasn't come together on the floor because, you know, while their talent level might be higher than a 3-11, it in fact isn't that good.
Casey, you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
I would say I'm not giving them enough credit. I think that's they're exactly where I thought they were going to be, Dame. That's the problem. Like, they're not exceeding my expectations. They're not below my expectations. They're exactly where I thought they were going to be this whole time. If you're asking about vibes and how, like, I feel the team is around each other, like, vibes are still good. Like, you know, I've not gone into the post-game locker room. The only time I've gone into the post-game locker room where I felt like it was really, really bad was the final home game of that homestand last week where they've lost 5 in a row. Like, where everyone cleared out. Everyone was upset. No one had answers. It was just a complete frustrating performance by everybody. And that's where I felt the vibes were bad. I haven't been on this road trip. I asked Chris Biederman, who was on the road trip, our good friend at the SACB, like, how was the first couple, you know, the first game in Minnesota? And he said, you know, things were better. You know, they're still together. They're still locked in. But, like, prior to that last game where they got blown out at home by Atlanta, like, I felt vibes were pretty good. But right now, I you know, we haven't been around this team since they're on the road, so I can't tell you if it's been good or bad since that blowout loss.
To answer the question, yeah, it's absolutely a possibility that we're overreacting to, you know, some of the things that we saw last week. The amount that they lost by, it was jarring as well. Then I could speak for myself, and Damon, you probably feel the same way. It was a little jarring, and it's a little frustrating because I know us two, we don't think they're that bad. Like, maybe like a Jake and others are like, yeah, what'd you expect? Like, they're not that good. I don't think they should be getting beat up by 30 points, you know what I mean, on a regular basis in 3 or 4 games. They shouldn't be losing like that. The games, if you're going to lose, they should look a little bit more like they looked in the San Antonio game, Minnesota game, the Denver game. Because if you're not good enough, like you're not good enough to beat those teams, I get it. You shouldn't be losing by 40 damn near to the Atlanta Hawks. And that's where maybe the overreaction and the frustration comes into play. But, Dame, we talked about this yesterday. I want to know what you think, Jake. I mean, or the other day. The schedule, like, just has been the schedule. Schedule's not easy. Like, that, I wonder if that has played a part in the opening record, the season opening record, and the way they've looked. And once things potentially calm down a little bit on the schedule, maybe you could see them pick up some wins. They're not going to get me to believe, but you could see the record change a little bit.
No, I'm with you. I completely agree. Like, I think the schedule has been damn near one of the hardest in the NBA, up there with the Warriors, with how many games they've played and how many tough opponents they've played. Like, this is the third time they've seen OKC this year, if I'm correct tonight. They've seen Minnesota twice. They've seen Denver twice. Like, they've only seen the Lakers once, but that's still an upper echelon team. Like, they've played probably the most quality opponents you possibly could play to start the year. And when you are trying to gel a team together that doesn't seem to fit together, you know, playing tough teams exposes your weaknesses. When you can play an easy opponent like a Utah, like a Phoenix, like a Dallas, where, you know, you can maybe figure things out and get away with a little bit more as you try to make this thing cohesive. Yeah, I think it could have been an easier road. But That's the thing, though. They're going to have time to prove it right now. You know, trade deadline's not going to really be anytime soon. I don't think they make any trades until, like, Christmas time. So they got another 3 or 4 weeks to really kind of show that when their schedule softens up, hey, can we still compete and win more games? And if they are still losing to the quote-unquote bad teams of the NBA and it still looks ugly and looks like the game against Atlanta, then it's solidified. Like, this is just not working. But you don't know until the schedule softens up.
No, you probably know now that it's not working. It's just to what degree. Like, it's not working. Like, I think we know that. We understand that. I just didn't expect them to be 3-11. Like, that's all it really boils down to when I discuss this team is we could talk about them being bad. I didn't expect them to be this bad. You brought up Keegan Murray a few minutes ago. I'm of the belief, like, Keegan's going to be just fine. This is a hand injury. This isn't, like, a lower body. This isn't ACLs. This isn't anything like that. Jay, could you turn your phone down a little bit, or your car radio, whatever it is? They got us sounding like Charlie Brown when we talk back to you. There, that works. Whatever you did right there, it worked beautifully. Do you think this is where the true evaluation of this team starts now that Keegan Murray is back in the lineup, starting tomorrow night, Keegan Murray's back in the lineup, and, you know, knock on something, that Doug might have his first opportunity to have a full complement of players and create a rotation?
Yeah, I think tomorrow night the evaluation process probably goes full go, like, where you can fully see what this team is. My question that I've asked myself over the past couple of days when we got the news that, you know, Keegan was doing 5-on-5 activities is, okay, whose minutes are going away?
Mm.
Like, where do you pull those minutes from? Mm-hmm. Like, Precious has been starting, right? So I could see his minutes diminishing to maybe 5 minutes instead of 9 or 10 that he's been averaging. But are you taking minutes away from DeMar? You taking minutes away from Dennis? And you're already on a numbers crunch with Keon. So, like, what happens there? Like, I'm of the belief that, yes, he's going to have a full complement of players, but the bigger question I have for Doug, and I think this is going to be the biggest challenge for him, is how do I get everyone on the floor, and what matchups or what lineups am I going to play? This is going to show how good of a head coach Doug Christie can be with Keegan Murray back. Can he figure out a lineup that A, works, but two, that complements the variety of players that he has on the team? And can he make it work personality-wise and professionally to make everyone happy with how much they're playing? Because Keegan deserves 25 to 30 minutes a game, guys. Like, I'm talking even 28 to 32 if you're really talking about it. Like, you know, so where those minutes come from on a team that's already got a numbers crunch on who's playing when is the biggest question mark I have for this. But I'm with you, Dame. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a hand injury. I'm more intrigued not about shooting, not about running, because he's been able to do all that. The conditioning, I'm not worried about. It's his dribbling and his shot making ability. Like, can he make all the moves with his hand that he wants to make and be able to finish and do that defensively? That I'm fine on everything.
Sorry, guys.
Why?
I was trying to check on the minutes from the last game they played, and the highlights played in the background. Sorry.
Oh, I don't even think I noticed.
We didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys heard it.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
My bad.
I thought you were saying,
why did I do that?
No, I was like, why did you say sorry? You're lagging a little bit from the home studio, but I think we're good.
So
Keegan Murray due back in the lineup tomorrow, and like it's great. Jake, this has kind of been the frustrating thing. Jake, I'm glad you're really excited about tomorrow. They have a game to play tonight. And Casey asked this earlier, like, so what do we do with this one? Or Kyle asked it earlier when we were all talking together. And it's like, I don't know, man, I guess just get through it. Like, you're playing against a team that's like 15-1 right now that might, you know, barely lose double digit games on the season. You know, they're playing at home. You just try to go out there. You put forth the best effort. But I feel like I do feel like some sort of imaginary clock starts tomorrow where it's like, okay, Keegan's back. That does put an unfair amount of pressure on Keegan Murray. But it's like, okay, you're starting to lose excuses now. What does this basketball team look like? And as long as the full complement of players remain available, yeah, man, it's we're headed into a different part of this evaluation phase here.
And that's where I'm at, guys. I think you just got to get through this evening, and then Scott Perry's evaluation process really begins. Because, like, for example, everything that Matt George, our good buddy at ABC 10, has been reporting is the same thing I've been getting. This is an evaluation period, right? There's nothing more, nothing less going on right now. Like, they are trying to figure out what they have on this team before they start making calls around the league. And they're going to they've had a ton of scouts at every single game from multiple different teams throughout the NBA. Everyone's been asking a bunch of different questions about, you know, what's working and what's not working within this team. Like I said, it's an evaluation period, and then they'll sort out of what trades do we want to make and who's going to fit the culture that we want to build around and who's not. I can tell you one thing, Keegan Murray, someone they're going to build around. I think they're going to build around Keon as well from everything I've heard. Those are the two solid players that I know that they like. Nee Clifford ain't going anywhere anytime soon. But I can guarantee you one thing. If they can, they're going to try to acquire some draft picks this year, especially in this upcoming draft if they can. It is a loaded, deep draft. And if they can get some draft picks in this draft, I think they're going to try to do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like everybody else, I was watching your boys play on Saturday, and when AJ started shooting, it was like, oh, they didn't have nothing for him, talking about BYU against UConn. So a lot of people are, like, wanting them to tank for AJ, tank for Boozer, tank for Darren Peterson.
You can't tank, though, because look what Dallas happened. Like, Dallas got the first pick. Utah had the worst record last year, and they still didn't get the best play. Like, tanking, I hate tanking. In the NBA, you can't tank. You got to try to remain competitive, and then you just got to hope the balls bounce your way when it comes to the lottery. Like, there's no reason to try to hope and try to get the 14%. There's just no reason for it. Just be competitive as much as you can and hope that you're know that you're going to be in the lottery system, and then hope you get a top five pick. It's simple as that. Hope the balls bounce your way. Literally and figuratively.
I was going to ask you, Jake, do you think – I was bringing that up to say, do you think the Kings could even get to that point? Like, were they Brooklyn bad? They're Pelicans bad?
No.
Like,
no.
And that's
no.
The thing about that.
They're not top five bad in the NBA. They're top 10, but they're not top five. They are not a dumpster fire of a team. Like, there are comparable NBA players on this roster, and even if they trade some of them away for other players – they're still going to bring in comparable players to play. This is not a Pelicans team or a Brooklyn team. Like, the Brooklyn Nets, their best player is Michael Porter Jr. Oh. He was, like, Denver's fourth best player last year. Okay? Like, it's not that bad. Indiana is injury hell right now. Like, they don't have comparable guys to play right now because of how injured they are. Like, they're not – it's doom and gloom here because we have such a great fan base in Sacramento, and everyone loves this Kings team and wants to see them do well. And everyone's continuing to ask themselves, like, how did it go from so good to so bad so quickly? I get that, Kings fans. But know for a fact that this is not as bad as it can get. Because Pelicans fans guarantee you they trade you for their team for theirs right now. Like, spot on. Same with Memphis.
The Pelicans wouldn't, because New Orleans doesn't actually care that their basketball team is bad. Sacramento does. And I don't think I agree with anything that you just said. Literally none of it. This team is absolutely a disaster. It is a disaster in every way. Everything you said, Jake, is 100% accurate. DeMar DeRozan is a good basketball player. He's better than Michael Porter Jr. Russell Westbrook, those are two Hall of Famers right there. Zach LaVine's a high-level scorer. None of it functionally works together. I love Del Christie. I have no clue whether that man is a good coach or not, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get that answer this year. That's how jacked up things are here in Sacramento. You could talk about Brooklyn, Washington. I don't know anything that's going on with those teams. I know Brooklyn's always going to be the little sister in New York, and I know that Washington, they're behind the football team. They're behind the goddamn hockey team out there. They might even be behind the Nationals out there. When you talk about fan bases and markets that are invested in their franchise, Sacramento sticks out above all of them. And this disaster is much, much worse, in my opinion, Jake, because they weren't trying to be a disaster. They were trying, my opinion, what I think they were trying to do is, we've got these contracts, we've got these guys for the next couple of years. Let's play this thing out. We'll deal with whatever we have to deal with when these contracts expire, or maybe when we can move some of them next year, some of the bigger contracts next year. But let's try to play this thing out and be competitive as we possibly can this season. And they have failed so miserably that 13 games into the season, we're asking if this basketball team has quit. That's a disaster. You could call it a dumpster fire. You can call it whatever you want to. What we're seeing from the Sacramento Kings right now, 13 games in, is awful. With no signs of it getting better. Like I said, Jake, the other day, I'll be surprised the next time this team wins a basketball game. And that includes if it's against a 4-11 team in Memphis tomorrow.
I do have a question for you guys, because this is a good topic that Brandon and I have talked about. What's the identity of this team? Like, what are they good at?
Well, right now, nothing. Like, there's not anything that they can bring there.
End of conversation. No more. Nothing. They're not good at anything. Not a thing.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I say right now is because I think they can be a better offensive team, but I don't think they lean into it the way they should. I think Doug is still trying to get these guys to play defense, do all this other stuff. If they just said, hey, look, man, we're not going to be the 93 Knicks. Like, let's do what we got a bunch of offensive players. Let's go ahead and lean in on that. I think they could be a better offensive team. But you are what you are right now. Like, you're 24th or whatever in the league in offense. That doesn't mean that you're good just because you have offensive players.
I'm not even sold on the offense though, Ken. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the offense was running through Domas, and now it's not running through anybody. That's my question. And like, who gets the ball when and how they share the ball on offense is probably the bigger question than how they're playing defense. Because offensively, it's just, for me, it's get out and run and hope that Zach can hit his shots and DeMar pulls up his mini game. But there's like, there's no process with it. There's no, like, flow. I never am like, oh, that's good offense. That's 4 minutes of really good. Like, I've seen that maybe, like, three times this year.
Yeah. 100%.
I feel like, Jake, we were talking about something on Sunday that you wanted to discuss. Was it Sac State?
Sure.
It seemed a lot more riveting on Sunday night than it does at this particular moment. But I swear we said something. It must have been Sac State, because I know we were talking about Sac State basketball. And you go, yeah, we got to talk about that on Wednesday. Obviously, Sac State lost to UCLA last night.
I think it was the end of the Causeway. I think that's what was on.
Yeah, it was the Causeway Classic. Oh, okay. That's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah. Which is like done. Like, not even a hiatus. Like, you don't see these two coming to the table within the next 10 years.
So a couple of things that I'll hit on with the Hornets, because there's a couple of things that I got to report on. One, Sac State basketball might have taken a massive hit last night. Bear Cherry went down with a knee injury. He's getting an MRI on it and trying to get the severity of it, but it didn't look good. I'm not going to call anything for what it is, but let's just say I don't think that man's playing basketball anytime soon. So, and he was he was supposed to be like Big Sky Player of the Year, guys. He was leading the conference in a lot of things, especially blocks, rebounds. Like, guy was going to be a force. So I'm hoping that the MRI just shows that it's not as severe as it looks. So that's one. Sac State football. This is going to this is going to be the last Causeway Classic for the foreseeable future. This is where the rubber meets the road. Sac State has offered UC Davis every possible option to continue this rivalry game, including buying out teams to play them next year. And what's up? Stetson, yeah, specifically. Yeah. And then on top of that, I've also tried to make it work down the road after 26 and 27, 28, 29. UC Davis says, well, if you guys are going to be an FBS team, well, we want you to pay us like an FBS team. And if you want us to come to Hornet Stadium every single year, like, we want the same compensation like if we would be playing Washington or something like that, which I don't think Sac State wants to do. Now, would that be a different conversation if they split it back and forth each year? Sure. But name how many teams are, you know, rivalries have one team in the FCS and one team in the FBS, and they're both playing each other on a yearly basis. It just, and they're playing back and forth with each other at a home and home series. It doesn't happen that much. So from the people on the UC Davis side, it does not sound like they want to budge right now. They're kind of in a waiting pattern to see what happens at Sac State. And Sac State's trying to make every concession to make it happen. But until I think they figure out their stuff and when they're going to the FBS, what their FCS schedule looks like, if it's not next year but the year after, like, they got questions they got to figure out until they can pull the trigger with UC Davis. It's a sad situation because it's the 71st annual. I have actually a really great story coming out on Friday on CBS 13. I talk with 12 alumni, 6 from UC Davis, 6 from Sac State, about their memories of the Causeway Classic and what it means to them. And all of them are unanimous of, like, this is just sad that it's ending. Like, really, really sad that it's ending. And you know, the great thing about it is this rivalry is so good. Like, this year, it's even better. Like, Sac State's on a 3-game winning streak. UC Davis has lost 2 out of 3. Davis has a guy that's right in Sac State's backyard as their quarterback in Caden Pinnick. Like the Aggies, you know, and Hornets, whoever wins this game are gonna make the playoffs. The loser's gonna be done for the year. Like, there's just so many good storylines with it. Unfortunately, like, you can't. Like, the fact that it's ending is just, it's so, so, so sad.
Yeah. The only hope is Davis getting that Mountain West football invite. And if Sac State is FBS, then they can revisit this, you know, maybe in a few years. So.
And we'll see that because, like, I you know, that could be a possibility. I don't know if you guys saw what I tweeted out earlier about UC Davis. And they're kicking off a privately funded campaign to raise around $265 million to elevate the facilities on the Davis campus. That includes basketball, football, baseball, softball, golf, and track and field. But the football stadium would go over, would get some serious amenities added to it, especially some suite level stuff. Basketball would get a remake of their arena a little bit as well, and some upgrades. The biggest problem that UC Davis has right now is funding, in terms of just getting privately funded things done. So that this is their big campaign. I think it's Aggie Ascent, it's called. And I think that they're trying to get their alumni involved to raise more money, because both programs deserve to be in the FBS. They have a big enough fan base. They have a big enough alumni base. They have a big enough TV market to make it happen. It's just one's trying to go about it strategically and one's just trying to push the envelope. And I don't know which is going to work faster, but, you know, one of it, I think both should try to take the same path to make it happen simultaneously.
Jake, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll see you Sunday night.
Hey, guys, if you guys have anything bad about today, anything bad happens, especially if the Kings lose tonight, it's Geno Smith's fault. Okay, remember
okay,
that.
Bro.
All right,
man, we got to work.
We got to be better.
Don't. If your dog...
No, don't text the group text with things that aren't funny, Jake. You got to up your game. That might work with your little Hampton group, but that's not going to work over here with D'Lo and KC and our man Brendan. You got to up your game a little bit, Jake. Come on, man. Be better.
Hey, there was not one white person in that video, so I think that says enough of that, all right?
No, there definitely wasn't, but there wasn't anything funny in the video either. You got to be better, Jake, but we love you. We'll see you Sunday, buddy.
You guys have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.